Welcome home, sweetie. Why don't you come over here and join me in the living room? It's all right, honey. I know you look surprised. I found your stash of baby things again. Last time you told me this stuff wasn't yours and you were going to get rid of it. But obviously that was a lie, wasn't it? It's all right. I'm not mad. You know what? Come here. Come have a seat next to me. Now, why don't you tell me the truth about what all this stuff is? Come on, look at me. You're not going to be punished or get in trouble, I promise you. Just be honest. This is a safe space. Okay, I can tell you're not willing to open up to me right now, and that's okay. I came to my own conclusion so far, so here's the deal, okay? I think that you've noticed all the attention my friends' babies get when they come over. They're showered in love and care and attention, aren't they? So I think someone's been feeling a little left out and a little jealous about it. Now you want to regress and be treated like a baby as well. Am I right? Well, you're not denying it, so I think there's some truth to what I'm saying. You may be surprised to hear me say this, but I think it would be a good idea if we tried treating you like a baby for the entire weekend. What do you say? You look very surprised by this. I think the fact that you can't wear diapers has made you want to even more. So I think if I give you the opportunity to genuinely be treated like a little baby, you'll get to see it's not all that fun. You get a lot of privileges I think you'll definitely miss when you're a baby. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but there's only one way to find out, isn't there? So what do you say? You're not sure? Well, honey, this is what you wanted after all. I think deep down, you're just craving some extra love and attention right now. I know you've been stressed out a lot with life, so let's give that big boy brain a little break right now. What do you think? Come on, let's just try it. One thing you should know, though, there are going to be some rules and restrictions if you agree to be my baby for the weekend. I want this to be as real, authentic, and immersive as possible. So, are you ready to hear mommy's rules? Yeah, you think so? Okay, because I need you to be a very, very good boy. Rule number one, no more big boy underwear. That's right, it'll be only diapers from here on out. So that means you have to use your diaper for everything. The bathroom and the potty is strictly off limits for you unless I'm with you. I don't care if we have company over or if we're out and about, unless you're getting your diaper changed, it is not coming off of you. Rule number two, you don't get to make any decisions anymore. Part of being a baby means you lose your right to make choices for yourself. Now, mommy is going to decide what your schedule's like, when you take a nap, when you go to bed, what you eat, what you wear, when your diaper gets changed. What's that? Well, if you need a change, mommy's gonna check you. So you don't need to ask for a change. In fact, if you ask for a change, the answer will automatically be no. How do babies ask to be changed? That's right, they can't. They just get fussy, and that's what you'll have to do. Speaking of, we have rule number three. No more big boy words. You're only allowed to use baby talk or fuss or cry. I don't want to hear you speaking like a big boy anymore. Yeah, I'm serious. Even if we have company over, I don't care. I don't want to hear you using those words. Rule number four, no more big boy shows or movies at all. And that's no, I'm serious. I don't care that your favorite episode is coming out this week. It's gonna have to wait. Yeah, I know Friday is our movie night and you were looking forward to watching that new movie, but it's really not appropriate for babies. From now on, you're only allowed to watch videos that are appropriate for babies. Things like Bluey or Sesame Street or something family friendly, okay? This is what you wanted. Okay, what is the next rule? Rule number 5, no more big boy clothes. I already took the liberty of locking up your pants and other grown-up clothes. If you want to wear diapers around the house, then mommy needs to see them at all times. They need to be in full view. You don't think that's fair? Well, I think you'll learn pretty quickly that life isn't fair, especially for little babies like you. Perfect timing for rule number 6. No more phone or internet privileges. That's right. No more entertainment or texting your friends or calling your friends. Babies don't get to have cell phones, so neither do you. Now, hand it over to mommy, please. Come on, hand it over. Thank you. You will definitely not be needing this. I mean, look at all these fun baby toys mommy brought down from the attic. This is really all you need. What? Oh yeah, the party. Well, that's the thing, sweetie. We do have that big party planned. I can't make an exception on any of these rules just because there's a party and people over. So I guess everyone's going to have to find out the truth about you. That you're still in diapers and your mommy treats you like a baby. I know, sweetie, but isn't this what you wanted? Look what I have here. Isn't this what you want? So what do you say? Are you ready to give this lifestyle a chance? Should mommy put you in this diaper right now? Okay, I think you made the right decision. Come here, little baby.